to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson and Chris Ranji. I'm Randy Carricker, and it's time to shine our senior spotlight on Maddie Reek of Melville. Maddie is a tennis player and a soccer player and had her senior season cut short by the coronavirus. And Maddie, first of all, thanks for taking some time with us today here on 101 ESPN.
Thank you.
Well, Maddie, let's start with the times right now, because, look, senior year, it's an exciting one, especially when you play sports. Like, you're ready to go tackle it in your last year, and that is cut short. So how are you dealing with things right now? You doing okay? You staying busy?
Yeah, I'm good. My team is actually doing, like, Google Meets, where we do workouts together throughout the week, so that's definitely helped.
So how often do you do something like that?
We do it twice a week.
Was it your idea?
No, it wasn't. It was my coach's idea. But then once they canceled the season, some of the seniors were talking, and we asked the coaches if they would still do it just until, like, school would be up.
And, Maddie, you make such great friends over the course of that time that you're in high school. How much fun is it to be able to get together with them and at least see their faces?
It's so much fun because I miss being on the field with them, so it's nice to get to see them a couple times during the week still.
That's huge, and it's cool to kind of keep a routine going on. I like that. Hey, we'll probably get back to soccer in a second, but I'm really interested generally to play sports often in high school and on. Like, a lot of them you pick up really young. If I understand this correctly, tennis, you picked up right before high school and then just turned into a stud overnight. Is that correct?
Yeah, I started playing tennis the end of my eighth grade year and then tried out my freshman year.
Okay, so what made you want to pick up tennis?
My dad played tennis when he was in high school, so a few times we would go out and hit, and then eventually I just decided that I wanted to get more competitive with it.
So you did. You took it up right before high school, and then you were part of the varsity team as a freshman, is that correct?
Yeah, I swung varsity my freshman year, and then I got to be an alternate on the district team.
And that district team, that was the first one ever Melville has had that ended up winning the district. What was that feeling like?
It was really cool. We found out that we were the first girls team of any sport to win districts for Melville, so that was really cool.
And you do it in a sport, again, like BT said, you pick it up pretty late. People who usually are really good at tennis have played from the time they're like 10 years old. So and sometimes earlier, like the really good ones play when they're, you know, like 5 or 6 years old. So how did you get that good? Was it your dad helping you a lot, or was it just a natural thing for you?
Yeah, my dad helped me a lot. I went to a lot of camps and clinics. But also, like, in high school, I think just playing every single day and playing people who were better than me helped me get better.
We're shining the senior spotlight on Maddie Reek from Melville. And, Maddie, we watch women's tennis now, and the women are so big and strong, and they have such incredible serves. Tell us about your game. What made you a good tennis player at Melville?
I think playing soccer really helped me because it helped me be able to pick up some of the stuff a little faster. I had one of the coaches help me a lot my freshman year, and he said just being athletic helps you pick it up a lot faster.
So what do you rely on? Do you rely on that big serve, or are you more of a rallying player?
I'm more of a rallying player. I think being in shape helps me be able to go longer and just rally with girls.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting to me, Maddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. That is too much. All right, I want to hit on something we focus on a lot of times in sports. Part of the great stories is toughness in general. And there are so many great stories in every sport about somebody that, like, who endured something. I was reading about your senior year. Your season ended with a torn meniscus, and I'm sure that you were devastated by that. It was a week before senior night. But you didn't tell anybody about the knee being a problem until after you finished the match. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't. I finished out my match.
So, I mean, I'd assume you were in some big-time crazy pain. What made you push through that?
The match was almost over, and my knee had been bothering me a little bit before that, and I knew I just wanted to finish out that match because I was so close to winning that.
Did you take any Advil?
Afterwards, yeah.
So, when it was over, did you tell anybody, or did you, I mean, how soon after? Because eventually you went and got surgery. So how, when did you tell somebody finally, and what did you say?
I told my mom and my coach pretty much right after my match that it had been bothering me. And then we went to the trainer at my high school. And then after that, we went to the orthopedic a few days later.
And then we know that you were able, Maddie, to rehab and get back for soccer. Before we get to soccer, I want you to tell us what your rehab was on a daily basis.
So I went to physical therapy 2 to 3 times a week. And then I went to workouts with my high school team, but I was only able to do stuff that the physical therapist was allowing me to do. So while the rest of the girls were working out, I did my therapy things on the days that I wasn't at therapy.
How much did that kill you? Watching everybody else doing all the things that you know you can do, you do it really well, but you have to pull the reins back a little bit. I bet that was hard for you.
Yeah, that was really frustrating.
And so, talk about frustrating, compiling that. So you have the surgery in October, you get yourself ready, you do everything that you can to be able to play your senior year of soccer, and then here we go. We're in the middle of a pandemic, the season is canceled. I love the fact that you guys are still doing your workouts. I think that's really cool. But tell us about when you first got the news that you weren't going to have your soccer season.
That was really hard. I think soccer was one of the things I was most worried about missing. So figuring out that I wasn't going to be able to play was probably one of the harder parts of not going to school.
Did they tell you pretty much right away, or did you start to kind of get news as the days went on and have the feeling that it might get canceled?
Yeah, our coach didn't talk about it a lot. We kind of hoped that it was still going to happen. And then the first few weeks into it, they said that it could just be like the state tournaments and districts. And then after they announced school closing for the rest of the year, that's when we figured out that we wouldn't be having a season at all.
Our senior spotlight is shined on Maddie Reek of Melville, a tennis player and a soccer player. And we've talked about the fact that you got up to number one on the tennis team in your senior year, a really good soccer player. In addition to that, National Honor Society, Student Council, of all of those things that you did in high school, Maddie, what are you most proud of?
Probably being I was in STL CAP, so I was able to shadow a lot in hospitals and kind of figure out my career path my last year at high school.
All right, so let's talk about the next step. Obviously, not getting the opportunity to play your senior year, that's tough and that hurts, but college is still looming. Where are you headed and why did you choose it?
I'm going to the University of Kansas next year, and I chose it because I love Lawrence and the town and the atmosphere that KU has.
So you decided on KU. Did you have any other possibilities in mind?
I looked at a lot of schools. My other schools that I think I could have gone to were Arkansas, University of Arkansas, and Arkansas State. Those are my other two choices.
Was it a thing where you wanted to be kind of close but not really close to home?
Yeah.
Okay. How do your parents feel about you being, I guess it's 4 hours, 5 hours away?
Yeah, it's about 4.5 hours. I think they're really excited. My parents already have, like, the first Parents' Day hotel booked. So I think they're really excited still.
And Maddie, you mentioned the shadowing you were able to do with STL CAPS to get involved in the nursing industry and specifically an anesthetist. What made you choose that path?
I got to shadow my first surgery last fall. I shadowed a total knee replacement surgery, and that's kind of where I just figured I loved the surgical part of nursing. And then I talked with a nurse anesthetist in a different surgery, and he just really impacted me and kind of taught me that that's what I want to do.
How do you handle the sight of blood?
That doesn't bother me.
That's a good thing.
What?
Yeah, that's
and with KU, I'm assuming that you like basketball better than football.
Yeah, I do.
Then you picked a good school.
Maddie, yeah. Real quick, going back to the sight of blood. So I watched a surgery that I had. It was Tommy John surgery, so an ulnar collateral ligament replacement surgery, and I almost threw up while watching it. So does that mean I have no chance? If your first instinct is to throw up, does that mean I have no chance to ever get into your field?
No, a lot of the nurses I actually talked to said on their surgical rotations they passed out or threw up and couldn't do it, but they eventually, like, they're in the field now, so they got through that.
BT,
I know this is a true story. Maddie, BT, I know a guy who is a doctor in an ER, is absolutely disgusted by earwax. He can handle everything. He can handle everything except for earwax. He's like,
got
to do with earwax.
Stuck in
like,
here. No, yeah, no, I'm good.
He was telling me, like, you know, he can handle whatever it is, but if somebody comes in with, like, an impacted ear and they can't, he's like, I can't handle it. I got to have somebody else do it. So I think you're in good shape. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Maddie, you told us about your dad helping you out with tennis, and actually your mom submitted this application to be in our senior spotlight. Obviously, you've had a ton of support from your parents throughout your high school and your athletic career, right?
Yeah, I have.
And what does that mean to you, that they have been so supportive?
It means a lot because they've always wanted me to do what made me happy, so that's helped me a lot through high school.
Hey, Maddie, we're so excited to have you with us, and we're going to keep an eye on you as you head to Kansas. And best of luck in your future endeavors. We're sad for you that you weren't able to complete your senior year at Melville, but we know you have a great future. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.